Welcome to Exploring the Mystical Side of Life with your host, Michelle Aubin and Linda Lang.
Welcome to Exploring the Mystical Side of Life. I'm Michelle Aubin here with my co-host, Linda Lang. So when Linda and I got on the phone today to prepare for today, I had asked her, Linda, what are we going to talk about? And immediately looked at my phone and it said 1111. So we thought that would make a great topic for today's episode. This concept of repeating numbers and what do they mean and how are they showing up for people? And I just thought it actually tickled me, Linda, when that happened just a few minutes ago. And does that happen for you? I mean, you point out some things to me when they happen, but what are you noticing with numbers in your life?
Especially lately, there has been so many numbers, 1111, 222, 333, 444, even 555. It's like every time I look at the clock, it's a different kind of spiritual number or number repetition, even so much that I'll be talking with someone. I have maybe having a video call with them and I'll say, look, it's 1111. And they'll be like, well, here it's 1115. And I'll show them my clock that it's kind of like my time is off just a little bit so that it's a spiritual number. When I look at the clock, it's just wonky. I feel very guided at the moment.
I've even had it where there's someone who was doing a Facebook Live and they were talking about aligning your energy. And at a certain point, I commented on what they were saying. And Facebook will denote the time that your comment was made. This was I can't time it. It's the algorithm or the clock within Facebook. And I noticed the timestamp was 1111. And things like that happen. And I'm like, oh, I just sent that email and it's 1111. Or I just open this thing up and it's 1111. Or other repeating numbers, like you said. It's pretty striking when it's 1111, but and other repeating numbers 1212. There's also ascending numbers like 1234, 1234, let's say, or numbers like that I've started to become aware of. And I feel guided too. It's an interesting phenomena.
What do you think it means, Michelle, when you see those kind of master numbers?
Well, I was never one who was interested in numerology, because it seemed too complicated for me. And I didn't want to get involved in the math of adding up numbers and dividing it and your master number and your name. Like, I've done numerology, you know, samples, but I was just never someone who even noticed numbers. But now it was happening so much with the repeats that I did some Googling. And I became aware of ascending numbers. So my perception is of repeating numbers and ascending numbers. And what does it mean? I think it's a sign of reassurance. And I think there's like in jokes with my higher self almost. Sometimes when these numbers pop up and I, like when it happened with us today and I showed you my phone, I'm like, that's like saying, yeah, we're in with you. We're here with you. We get it. We're with you. It's like, what do you think it means, Linda?
Well, I totally agree with you that it can just be that kind of message of, yeah, we're here. And we're supporting you. And sometimes I'll kind of pay attention to what's happening. Yes. That I've now looked at the clock and see the time, because sometimes it's a confirmation or it carries a message as to kind of pay attention, right?
Yeah. a confirmation, like a wink, like, hey, Linda and Michelle, it's 11:11.
Yeah, and I definitely think they hold a vibration,
yes.
For sure. I've done a little bit of numerology myself. I've not, you know, gone down into the trenches and super studied it.
So the numbers thing was happening so much for me, just to circle back to that, was happening so much for me last weekend. It was, there was a day, now there were a few days where it was happening frequently, the repeating numbers, the, I didn't write them down, but let's say it was like, you know, March 3rd, 303 would be an example, right? And it would be like, oh, I'm looking at the computer just at that time, like things like that. And leading up to one particular day last weekend where it might have happened with these meaningful numbers at least 30 times. And I started laughing out loud every time it happened because it was so not coincidence. I mean, it's not coincidence that today we saw 11:11. You see 11:11 a lot of times when we're talking or emailing each other. But that particular day, there were so many of these incidents. And I can't tell you verbally it meant this, it meant that. But I can tell you it just made me laugh out loud a couple of times, chuckle to myself. And I ended up doing a Google search on the numbers and came across a new video by Cryon. And so he goes into some of the details of the meanings of different numbers, the numerology and the meaning of master numbers, the meaning of repeats and things like that. And it was just interesting. Math is vibration. Numbers are vibration. Musical notes are vibration and math. Like it all, you know, colors can be broken down into mathematical, you know, notations and vibrations. So it was just interesting to go a little deeper into it. So anyway, anyone can look that up. It's interesting if you want to go a little further than, you know, a little further, if you're seeing numbers and you want to go a little further.
I think I'll look it up because it's interesting to me, and you know how much I like Cryon.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I think the message that kind of came through as you were talking is, you know, these numbers, you know, they cycle through our day every day, but it's when your attention is drawn to them.
Yeah.
That it holds the vibration or the message or the inspiration or that little tickle that says, hello, here we are. We're here with you.
Yeah. And I haven't had such a frequency since last week. So I'm not sure if there's like kind of astrological reason. It happened to us just a moment ago, but I think that particular day it was like snowflakes falling and you can't count them. It was so funny. And so, yeah, it's still there. The other thing that happens sometimes for me, I don't know if you are aware of this. You know how when you go to certain websites and there's a banner at the bottom of an ad, some websites have this, and a couple of times I've had the experience of looking up something and I get a advertisement for an unrelated product. Like, let's say I'm looking up like how to meditate, or I'm making that up, but just as a topic to talk about. And I have a question in my mind, something in my life, you know, thinking about. And let's say there's an ad for a sports drink and it says, you can do it. Or, you know, again, I'm making this up, but there was a period of time where these ads would be like direct messages, to the point where I took screenshots of them because they were hilarious. And I don't have that in front of me, those screenshots. I would have to dig them up. But sometimes there's like these messages in the ads or in a billboard or the ads that appear on the side. And I'm like, okay, that is hilarious. That ever happened to you?
Oh my God. It just reminded me of how you can get messages from songs. Just that, you know, there's just maybe a phrase in a song that like really, really grabs your attention or stands out. And that happened so noticeably one time when I was taking a training. It was an energy training. And it's kind of funny because like I've done lots of trainings over my, you know, 30 some years of being on this path. And I don't do very many trainings anymore. I'm kind of trained out. But here I was taking this training and I was just thinking, oh, I wonder why I'm taking this training. And then I get in the car and I turn the car on and here's, I think, it's a Joe Cocker singing Unchain Your Heart. And I'm like, okay. You know, it just was like, here's your question. I mean, it was just amazing. So yeah, I can totally relate to seeing, or even, you know, you flip through a magazine and here's these big, bold words that seem to have more meaning for you than just what's in the ad. It's so subtle though, but if you're aware of your energy inside and how you respond when you see it, you know it means something.
You
know,
you resonate. I was having a song in my head looping a little while ago, you know, maybe a month or so ago. And it didn't occur to me until it was looping for a little, like a day or so. And it was really sweet. It was All I Need Is a Miracle. All I Need Is a Miracle. And it was like just that one line. And you know how sometimes when you only have one line or two lines, it can get annoying. But that was a nice line. So when it's like that, you know, it's kind of like the numbers. It's like, oh, that's a nice message. You know, and I have to say, since I started meditating, one of the side effects of regular meditation is that a lot of the self-talk I used to have has stopped. So it's kind of clear in my mind in a way that it wasn't before I started meditating. And this is a well-known side effect of meditation that people talk about. And so when I have a song looping, it's noticeable because I don't have a lot of chatter in my mind. I just kind of walk around in this like no chatter zone. And then I hear this looping and I'm like, oh, that's an interesting song. So
have you ever paid attention and then just put out a question like, what does this mean? Or I wonder what this means, just to kind of get a little bit more information about it.
Yeah.
And how does that work for you?
Well, sometimes I don't even need to do that. Sometimes there's a song and the message is so clear that it's connecting the dots is easy.
Unchain Your Heart.
Yeah. Unchain Your Heart. Exactly. Or All I Need Is a Miracle was speaking to something in my life about me being the impact I was having on someone. So, you know, with anything, if I'm not clear, it's always a good technique to say, what else does this mean? Or what else do I need to know about this message? Even if you come across something in a magazine, let's say, and it pops out at you, or a banner ad and it pops out at you and you don't know why it's popping out at you, a good technique would be to say, what does this message mean for me? And something will pop in. The trick is not to focus on it with a magnifying glass and use logic, and that pushes insight away. But if you relax and you say, I noticed this message, but I don't know what it means. Or I noticed this number series, but I'm not sure what it means. It'll come to me.
So I think that's a really important detail that if you have a curiosity or you're wondering or you ask a question, that you need to leave space for the answer. So yeah. I totally agree. I probably tend to get the most dramatic answers when I actually ask it in a question form. And I learned that totally by accident, by just asking and not actually intending to get the answer, kind of like that day when I'm like, I wonder why I'm going on this training. I wasn't expecting an answer. And then here is this song playing right at the point where it says, unchain your heart. And I'm like, oh, I get it. Like, so it, I think there's power to asking questions, especially if you can leave the space to actually hear an answer and not start creating a story in your mind about, well, it could be this or that or blah, blah, blah.
But letting it bubble up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I had an experience this morning. The weather's nice. I had the windows open. I was getting ready. And there's the typical neighborhood sounds, commotions of people getting ready for work and going to school and birds. But I heard a crow. And I heard it several times. And it's not a typical bird sound. You know, there's the little cheepy birds and there's the other birds, but this was like a caw, and it was like circling, and I could hear the distance it was making. So it stuck out to me, not because it was close, but just because it was so unusual. And so I'm letting that percolate because I'm not quite sure yet, but there's a message like, wow, that's an unusual sound for my neighborhood.
So I noticed it. I think that crow in animal symbolism, in kind of like a totem, I think it means a messenger. So I suppose it probably did have a message for you in that it was, you know, you had a level of awareness about it and you knew that it means something. So that's kind of curious.
I've actually seen crows, I would say in the past 2 weeks, in unusual formations, like in the parking lot of a supermarket. The other day I saw like 30 crows. So that's noticeable. That is not the typical pigeons and all that. This was like a tree with like 30 crows in it or 40. I was like, whoa. So that's crow for me. I'm going to like kind of sit with and see what comes up. Because that's been happening.
Even animals can carry messages for you when you see one out of the ordinary. Or like my husband is such an interesting fellow, and he goes to work really early. He drove to work once, and he has to drive through the country to get to work, and he was stopped. He turned onto a country road, and here's this big deer, and his window was rolled open. It was in the summer, and this deer stuck his head in the car.
Wow.
And so my husband's like, it's not safe for you to be here. You know, you need to get off the road. But I mean, just imagine what an amazing story that is, first of all. And that connection. Deer is very gentle spirit, but it's also very kind of intuitive because they're really aware of the environment, and they notice and they get startled and they run away. There's a lot of characteristics that deer can be a messenger of. So I think it's really fascinating when we find an animal totem or we have a connection with an animal that brings us a message either in that moment or for that time period. One of my animal totems is spider, and spider is about creating. It's like the cosmic web. It weaves the web of creation. And I used to be terrified of spiders. Like, I mean, phobic. I would go screaming and run out of the room. And, you know, my husband or one of my sons would have to like save me from this little teeny spider sitting in the corner. And as I was doing my clearing work, this was probably, it was after I learned body talk. So it was a number of years ago. I mean, there was one day I sat in the dining room. I was making some notes, doing some journaling, and this spider came down from the ceiling and landed on my shoulder and walked as slowly as it could down my arm. And I sat there and watched it. I didn't scream. I didn't, you know, brush it off, run away. I was like in total shock that here I was, and this spider is walking down my arm really slowly, which is one of the first signs that I understood that when I'm doing my clearing work, because I'd never worked on a spider phobia, but when I'm doing my work, I'm clearing out all kinds of stuff out of my unconscious mind. I'm healing. And it was after that, actually, that I'd taken a shamanic journey to get my spirit totem. And I found myself out in the universe on a giant cobweb that linked, you know, the stars and the planets. And there were like little diamonds on the cobweb. And that's where I got my spirit name. And I thought, how appropriate that here I was, afraid of my totem, afraid of my path, maybe afraid of what I'm here to do and achieve. And as I was able to heal that, then I could connect with spider as a totem. I don't go out of the room screaming anymore. I don't like jumping spiders. I mean, it's not like they're my best friend or anything. But when I see a lot of spiders, I know it's time for me to create something. I know it's time to sit down and write a blog post or do something creative to kind of nurture that aspect.
The message for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting that you did the clearing work and then this third dimensional spider came to show you that you had cleared enough effectively by landing on you. It was like saying, you did it, Linda. Here I am, and you're not running away, and you're letting me walk down your arm, and I'm showing you that it's okay. And
I'll even pick one up and take it outside now, whereas
yeah.
Not before. Right. No way. Let's get the vacuum out, right? Like,
right.
Yeah, so it's interesting, and it's curious about your relationship, your recent relationship with Crow. So I'd encourage you to maybe kind of pay attention to that and see, maybe you're a messenger. Maybe it's telling you that, you know, you're going to expend a lot of energy out of your throat and communicate to many, many people. Who knows?
Well, I've looked at Crow before, but this morning I had forgotten about the previous other experiences I had a few weeks ago. And this morning it happened again. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to do some research. But I am familiar a little bit with Crow being a messenger of psychic information. And what's interesting is I've started to have glimpses of visual third eye things happening when I fall asleep, and in that in between zone, I'm starting to perceive some things visually that are new and quite interesting, but I'm getting visuals and information with them, and then I end up going right back to sleep. So it's an adventure.
It's an adventure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Who knows where it will lead. And I love that story about your husband with the deer putting their head in the car. That's adorable. And him speaking back that it's not safe. And how personable that deer is to pop his head in and say, hi, like, I'm going to be so focused on you for whatever reason that I'm going to put my head in the car. That message was important enough for the deer to make itself known that way. It's very intimate, poking the head in the car.
Yeah, I would say for a wild animal, definitely.
Yes, yes. Well, on that note, we can say goodbye for today. It's been a pleasure talking with you, Linda. I'm sure we have more to explore around this in the future.
Definitely. And for our listeners, you know, you might just want to consider what kind of numbers pop up, or what kind of songs have messages, or what animals really kind of pique your attention. You just never know where a message is waiting for you.
They're everywhere.
They are.
So with that, we will say goodbye for now.
Bye for now.